In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Christos voskrese. Brothers and sisters, I hope we never get tired of that greeting. That greeting that has changed the world. Greeting that Christ is risen, overcoming everything that has troubled us, enslaved us, and had a hold of us. Christ has overcome all. This is a really difficult thing to assimilate. It's a difficult thing to understand how great a day this is. How great a day is the day of resurrection. And the church gives us a long time to think about it, to dwell upon it, to make it part of our new understanding, our new reality. I mentioned the difficult thing to assimilate. The word assimilate has two definitions. The first definition is to take in, as in information, ideas, or culture, and to fully understand it. To take in and to process things, and to fully understand it. That's the first definition. The second definition for assimilate is to resemble, or to like it. So the first definition is to take in and to fully understand, and the second is to become like unto something, or to resemble something. This is what the word assimilate means. And we'll speak about this today. Pascha is the greatest event in the history of the world. Pascha changes everything. And it takes time for us to assimilate how radically new the world becomes after the Lord rose from the dead. This is something that the disciples struggled with. We heard in the Gospel reading today how they were watching the Lord ascend from earth to heaven after the 40th day of his resurrection, watching him ascend to heaven, and some still doubted, it says in the scriptures. 40 days of appearances, and they still doubted. They weren't able to assimilate it fully. They struggled to fully understand and to resemble and liken themselves to Christ. This past week in New Jersey, there was something of a big event, not definitely on the theological level, but on the earthly level. There was a Powerball, and some people won big money. There's a family that won, and I think they each get, like, they wanted everything all at once. They get $25 million apiece between six or seven of them. They got a lot of money, and that changed their lives. You think about the day after. You know, they realize they've won all this money. When they wake up in the morning, and their mind is coming out of that fog of sleep, and they think to themselves, did this really happen? Did we really win all of this money? Is our life really changed? And probably some of them maybe even doubt it. At least initially, it's only a dream. Until they talk to one another, and they confirm that it actually has happened, and their life has changed. This is actually what happens with us Christians. This is what happened with the murmuring women, with the apostles. They heard news that was greater than anything they could ever possibly have heard. And they doubted. They struggled to fully understand it, to assimilate it. But they continually met with one another. They saw the risen Lord. They saw that it was reality, that it was true. And this is in part why we continue to greet one another with Christ is risen. So we never forget. So we wake up from that slumber and sleep of sin and realize the newness of life that has come to us through the resurrection. Don't get tired of that greeting. That's the wake-up call. In the church, we celebrate this Pascha for these 40 days and really even to Pentecost and then a week of celebration in Pentecost and then every Sunday of the year. It's a continual celebration of our faith. But we see the Paschal mystery also in the sacraments. Perhaps the most powerful is the sacrament of holy baptism, which we just witnessed today. St. Paul, he speaks about this. He says to the Romans, "We were buried therefore with him," with Christ, "by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For we have been united with him in a death like his, and we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the paschal baptismal mystery, that we die and rise in Christ. The triple immersion is our death, our burial, and our resurrection in Christ. We put on Him as the new man. We become part of His body in the church. We arise out of the womb, so to speak, of the baptismal fonts, knowing the church as our mother and God as our father. We become heirs of the heavenly kingdom in Christ. We come to assimilate Christ, to fully understand and to fully resemble and liken ourselves to Christ. This is the baptismal mystery. When we think about assimilation, though, we know it doesn't happen overnight. Baptism is not a once-and-done thing, that we live continually in this death and rising every day. This mystery of how we pass over, how we enter into our apostasy, this is something that continually happens with us. What happens on the day of baptism is a visual of what happens every day invisibly, that we die and rise. We die and rise. We're washed, we're cleansed, we're renewed. We're re-energized and revivified by the Holy Spirit. Assimilation begins on the day of baptism, but continues forever. The church is very clear on this subject. The church reminds the parents on the day of baptism to raise their children in the faith, to, as the Lord says, teach them to observe everything I've commanded you, for I am with you, even unto the end of the age. And the church, since the earliest days, has had godparents who assist the parents in that very function, to raise the children up in the faith. This is how serious the church takes the assimilation of the resurrection. That it's the parents and it's the godparents. And of course, it's the entire community. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a church to save a child. I want to share some words of holy elders, and it's advice to us as adults, parents, godparents, and all of us in the community. First, Elder Theolecticus. He says, to raise good children, you need to love one another. You need to love one another. Husbands and wives need to love one another to raise their children well. This, he says, is the most important thing, this love. The saintly elder Porphyria says, become saints, and you will have no problems with your children. And of course, this is very much tied to this love, this self-sacrificial Christian love that's meant to well up in each and every one of us and in our families. St. John Chrysostom, who speaks so many wonderful words on the raising children, he says, it's a note of caution, but a note of encouragement. Generally, the children acquire the character of their parents and are formed in the mold of their parents' temperaments. The children will love the same things as their parents love, talk in the same fashion, and work for the same ends. This is the great influence that parents and godparents and really adults have on our children, on this next generation. They emulate us. They try to assimilate and fully understand what we know. They try to resemble and liken themselves to us. And this is why St. Paul says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. This is our function as parents, mothers, fathers, spiritual mothers and fathers, godparents, church community, to assimilate our life to Christ so that our children can do the same. And of course, this is the mission of the church, to assimilate the world to Christ, so that the world will understand, so that the world will know, and so that the world will conform itself to this newness of life. We heard in the gospel today about the murmuring women and how God, who had risen from the dead, sends an angel to give them this message. He's risen. He's not here. He's risen. He's not here. And the women receive this message, and they're instructed to go and tell the disciples. Tell them, he's risen. And when these women went out, they had such fear and trembling, such astonishment at this message, which was infinitely greater than winning the Powerball, something trivial like that. It was the message of eternal life that trumps every temporary thing. And they went with such fear to deliver this holy message to the apostles that they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. They were afraid not to fulfill their mission. They were afraid to get distracted, to be delayed. They made a beeline to the apostles, not talking to anybody, but delivering this message that in Christ they had won. And of course, this is what the Lord told the apostles to deliver to the world as he ascended to heaven. Go into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything, because I'm with you even unto the end of the age. This is the great commission of the good news. And the apostles went out with fear, with astonishment, with trembling, and they shared this message. And the church grew and spread. We heard about it in the Acts of the Apostles this morning, and we've been hearing about it during this Paschal season in our daily readings in the Acts of the Apostles. The church grew and spread. People wanted this newness of life. They wanted this victory. They wanted to win something greater than the Powerball. And people were baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. And they shared this newness of life. And they lived it in their church community and in their families. They lived this life of assimilation to Christ. Brothers and sisters, we are part of this holy tradition of the church. This message that the angel delivered to the women to the apostles to the bishops to every generation thereafter, has been delivered to us for our full understanding and our full likening to Christ. But not just that. We've also been entrusted and commissioned to share this gospel, this good news, with others. We just had the baptism of little Alyssa Nicoletta. Well, we have other baptisms coming in this church because their family that found our church has told others, and they told others. And in just 1 month, we've had 3 new families come to this church. Why? For baptism? And for that newness of life. This is how the gospel is spread, brothers and sisters. Through us, through our assimilation and through our word. What a joyous message we have, this message of Christ is risen. Let us never tire of hearing it. Let us never tire of saying it. Christ is risen.
Indeed.